Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And while the bourbon state is not yet ready to call itself the hops state, farmers want to cash in. Roxanne Scott of Here and Now contributor Louisville Public Radio reports.
Leah Dinas knows beer.
So what I've done is I've added hot water to the grain, and this is one of our recipes, but it's mostly two-row barley. Kind of tastes like granola.
She's one of the partners and the head brewer at Apocalypse Brewworks in Louisville. Her great-great-uncles were brewers in the city, too, but that's not why she got into brewing.
This is a hobby just gone totally out of control.
Apocalypse's beer is made in Louisville, and some of the grain is sourced locally. But when it comes to hops, Dina says she has to import them from other parts of the country or world.
We use some from New Zealand. They're a big hop producer. And then the West Coast is mainly the West Coast is what's producing. That's where we're getting a lot of them from, like Yakima Valley.
That's Yakima Valley in Washington. The Pacific Northwest is responsible for more than 90% of hops production in the U.S. The 28 breweries in Kentucky mostly buy the hops they need from states out west like Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. There aren't many options yet for breweries who want to buy local. It's a clear Saturday morning on a farm just east of Lexington. Members of the Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance are sitting in a circle outside, having their monthly meeting to chat about, well, hops.
Oh, this is our usual meeting. Wait till we have two more beers. Oh, that's right. Nobody's called for a beer break.
Jokes aside, it's a chance for hop growers to air their concerns and to talk about what growth they may see in Kentucky's hop industry.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Sean Wright is a horticulturist at the University of Kentucky, and he knows hops.
Well, there's certainly a good market for locally produced hops. The big question is going to be the economics of it. We have challenges here in Kentucky that some of our growers in the Pacific Northwest don't have to deal with. We have more disease pressure and things.
Hops is native to Kentucky. The eastern U.S., including Kentucky, used to be a huge producer until an outbreak of downy mildew affected production in the early 20th century. Right now, there are about 20 acres of commercial hops yards in the Commonwealth. In the state of Washington, there are more than 32,000 acres. But there's no reason Kentucky can't eventually compare itself to the West, say attendees at the Hop Growers Alliance. Pete Lonnie drove an hour and a half to attend the meeting. He's considering getting into the hop production business.
I think there's definitely a lot of room to grow. Everybody's got to go through the growing pains. It's definitely an industry that can grow with the way the craft brewing industry is growing out of control.
There are 4 to 6 new breweries opening in the state this year. That number is expected to grow. And local hop growers want to cash in.
I just got an email from someone in Kentucky.
Leah Dina says there's a chance Apocalypse Brewworks could be buying locally sourced hops soon.
They want to meet and see what kind of hops, if we'd be interested. We use all the hops that they're growing, which is a plus.
Kentucky has a long way to go before it can be a major supplier of the state's breweries. But Dina's and others have good reason to be optimistic. For Here and Now, I'm Roxanne Scott in Louisville, Kentucky.